AI News by Conjero.
Teaching in the time of ChatGPT is forcing a hard reckoning. One instructor described AI use as the most demoralizing problem they've faced, and that really gets at the scale of the issue.
Right, because this is no longer an occasional cheating case. If a big share of take-home writing may be AI-mediated, the old assign, collect, grade loop starts to break down.
And that pressure isn't just emotional. It's operational. Teachers are spending more time trying to figure out where the work came from than evaluating what students actually learned.
Which means the classroom becomes an early test case for AI in a high-stakes workflow. If you can't tell student thinking from model-generated prose, the assessment system has to change.
Some instructors are responding with more in-class writing, oral defenses, process checkpoints, and source tracing. But none of that is free. It adds grading time and coordination work.
And the other option is just policy language telling students not to use the tools, which doesn't solve much. It can turn into honor code theater instead of real oversight.
That's why the edtech angle matters. If AI is part of normal classroom practice, schools need actual governance, approved models, data retention rules, access controls, and clarity on where prompts and outputs go.
Plus deployment control. A composition class, a coding lab, and a clinical simulation all need different settings. Tools need assignment-level limits, citation rules, logs, and maybe even sandboxed modes.
Detection alone won't be enough either. The better path is assessment designed for AI-aware learning, with draft history, revision quality, and oral justification built in.
And privacy has to be part of it from the start, especially with student records and behavioral data. If vendors can't explain retention, training reuse, and compliance, schools are going to push back.
So the market reset is pretty clear. Buyers aren't just looking for generic productivity. They want systems that are auditable, configurable, and aligned with learning objectives.
Exactly. The next generation of education tools won't be judged by how fluent their text is. They'll be judged by whether they help institutions preserve trust in learning under AI conditions.
AI News by Conjero.